Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland as they share how you can choose to have the blessing in every area of your life. In today's broadcast, the Copelands share their own personal stories of how they learned to choose blessing over cursing and how you can do the same in your life.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll get right into today's Bible lesson. We're going to get in some things today that you really need to pay attention to. Get your Bible and let's get into this thing together. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this broadcast today. We commit ourselves to your Spirit as our teacher, and we give you the praise and the honor and the glory for all that's said and done. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go today over to the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Now, all last week and this week, we've been talking about the blessing of Abraham. And we saw in the 26th chapter of Genesis, where God appeared to Isaac, Abraham's son, and said, I will perform the oath which I swore to your father Abraham, and I will bless you. I will.
God.
Now, we also found in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, if you want to study that out for yourself, starting with the 13th verse. Well, it really starts earlier than that, but we specifically drew on the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th verses right in there, where he said, when God made promise to Abraham, or when he swore that blood oath to Abraham, he swore by himself because he could swear by no greater. So then we found in the book of Galatians 3:13 through the 29th verse, where if you belong to Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, and you are heir according to that promise God swore to him. So God said to Jesus, and through Jesus he is saying to us, I will perform the oath which I swore to your father Abraham. Abraham, not my father. He is if you walk by faith.
Yeah.
If we walk by faith, then he is our father. Scripture says this, 4th chapter of Romans. Study it out for yourself. Now then, the blessing of Abraham has come on the Gentiles through Christ, or through the anointing of Jesus. Amen. Now then, let's go over here to Deuteronomy 28. I want us to realize something here. We've talked about this before, but we need to lay this down because we've already talked about this to some extent. But this is the bedrock that Christianity stands on. This is why Jesus went to the cross. It's why he's raised from the dead, to bring that blessing on everyone through him, so that the blessing of Adam came on Abraham through blood covenant, sworn oath by God. That covenant produced, that blood sworn oath took upon itself flesh and dwelt among men. God manifested in the flesh. Jesus Christ of Nazareth walked in that covenant, and in full possession of the blessing of Abraham. And the blessing is what healed the sick, raised the dead, yeah, preached the sermons. The blessing is, let me put it this way, the anointing that destroys yokes and removes burdens. is the manifestation of faith in the blessing. The anointing is the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of Almighty God manifested. That's the creative, the power part of the blessing. That's what it does. So now, in order to walk in it, see, that blessing is all-encompassing. It's fruitful, multiply, have dominion over the earth, subdue it, and all of that. The blessing was released by God into this earth as command and control. It's everything God had. He created that man in His image, and He put His glory on him, and he was to walk in that glory in command and control of this whole thing. But in order to walk in it now, well, the Lord keeps pulling me back. We'll take one more step here. The total overall job of that blessing is to produce the Garden of Eden wherever it is acted upon by faith and released. That was its job. That's what it was to do when it was released on Adam, was to replenish the earth and for that garden to grow and grow and grow and grow until it encompassed the entire planet. Now then, that is what it does today. That's its job. So if it's going to reproduce the Garden of Eden, then it's going to have to flush the curse out and get that out of there.
Sure.
So, was there any death in the garden before Adam sinned? No. So, the new birth is part of the blessing. Was there any sickness? No. So the healing ministry, the healing word, He sent His word and it healed it. The healing ministry of God is part of the blessing, which produces the Garden of Eden. Now, was there any poverty there? No. Then the message of prospering in God, prospering spiritually, prospering financially, prospering physically, mentally, in all ways of life, is part of the blessing. So now, I've said all that to lay this groundwork for what we're going to get into today. The blessing, then, is there are elements of the blessing that are called blessings, plural. They're all part of the blessing. So there would be the new birth, there'd be salvation, there'd be healing, there'd be the prospering in God, all the gifts of the Spirit, manifestations of the Holy Ghost. All of those are anointings. And those anointings remove burdens and destroy yokes. And those are blessings. So we take each blessing element and we learn how to walk in that. We learn that it belongs to us. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And so we walk in them. But you don't just start out to just walk in the whole thing. You take the elements, particularly in the area of your need. You need to learn how to receive from God, receive from the kingdom of God, receive from the glory of God, and not just draw on the world all the time. You need to walk in divine health. Well, in order to do that, you need to know how to walk in it. I had a man say to me one time, he said, "Copeland, I believe in healing. I just don't know how to get God to do it." Well, that would come under his willingness to perform the oath, wouldn't it? Like he said to Isaac, "I will perform the oath which I swore to your father Abraham." He will perform it. It is his will to perform. And we found in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, God willing more abundantly to show the unchangeableness of His oath to His people. It never changes. But we have to get in line with the way He has released it and not with religion, ideas, traditions. Go back to His word. He will keep His word. He watches over His word to perform it. That is Scripture. Now, in the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, we see the blessing of Abraham laid out, blessing at a time, one blessing at a time, the first through the 14th verses. Then it lays out the curse. One curse deals with one part of it at a time. It deals with money. It deals with family. It deals with sickness. And for instance, it says every, you turn over there to the 61st verse, every sickness, every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, will come on you until you're destroyed. So in other words, every sickness and every plague is a curse.
Absolutely.
It's not a blessing from God. It's not listed over here in the blessing.
No,
it's listed in the curse. Every sickness, every disease is not even written in there, is a curse. Well, Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So he's redeemed us from the curse of sickness and disease. Now settle it right now. I have the healing blessing.
I have the healing blessing.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
It's mine.
It's mine.
I claim it.
I claim it.
In Jesus' name.
I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, remember what Jesus said, talking about faith. He said, have faith in God. For I say unto you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you will have them. Now that settles that. He tells you right there exactly how to receive it.
Receive. That's the key word
by
right there.
Step.
Receive.
Receiving. Now, Gloria, it's not a matter of God having to come and do something. He's already performed his oath in the raising of Jesus from the dead and has taught us how to receive. Well, God didn't heal me that time. No, you didn't receive that time.
That's right.
Don't blame him for your failure. God's never made a failure in his life. Now, here's another part of this. You need to learn to stop blaming somebody else all the time and bring the thing home and get absolutely, brutally honest before yourself and before God and say, now listen, God has blessed me. I am blessed in Christ Jesus. This thing belongs to me, and I am willing to stand up and face my mistakes in the name of Jesus. Repent and do something about it and go on and walk in the thing. Praise God.
Amen.
It ain't somebody else. Ain't nobody else holding back from you.
No.
So get your mind completely off of that and come back over here into the reality of God's Word. Now, listen to what he says. We're looking again. We found the word will, that God said, I will perform. Now let's look for the word will here, Deuteronomy 28. It shall, or it will, come to pass. Praise God. This is an it will. This is a
not
fact.
Up for debate.
No, no. This is part of that blood sworn oath, see. It will come to pass if you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God and observe, or keep your eyes open in His Word, and do His commandments, which I command thee this day. Our commandment is, in 1 John 3, to believe on the name of Jesus and love one another as he gave commandment. To love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And the scripture says in many, many, many places, old and new covenant, that those two commandments cover all of the other commandments.
Right.
You satisfy all the Ten Commandments and all of the hundreds of commandments that are pieces of commands and so forth. You satisfy all of them by being a good steward of the commandment of love. So now you make the decision right now. It's impossible to please God without faith. Why? Because it's His will to perform. And faith is the connection. Number two, I'm going to walk in love. I determine right now before God, I am committed to becoming a good steward of the commandment of love. Amen. And I commit to walking in it. And if I break it, I repent. If I foul it up, I repent. And part of my covenant in 1 John is Jesus is faithful and just to cleanse us of all unrighteousness and forgive us of all of our sins. 3 months later, after you bawl and squall about it long enough? No. After you feel better about it? No. When you confess it before Him. Now, that's what I was talking about earlier, when you really get real before God. Immediately, I don't care how you feel about it, and I don't care how much embarrassment it is to it, just stop right where you are and say, now, wait a minute, what I just told you wasn't quite the truth. I exaggerated that, and Father, I forgive, I confess it before you as a sin, and before my brother here that I just stood here and lied to, in the name of Jesus. Now, let me back up here and redo this, because I can't afford to walk in that. Well, Brother Copeland, they'll think I'm crazy. What do you care what they think? You're walking in the blessing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now,
they won't say so because they'll be wanting to borrow some money.
Yeah, they, you know, like with Abraham, the old man thinks he's the father of many nations, but I ain't going to say it out loud.
They say, hello, Father.
Yeah. Amen. Now then, all these blessings will come on you and overtake you if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Amen.
They'll come on you and overtake you.
That's a fact.
Amen. And then he begins to say, blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Blessed shall be the fruit of your ground. Blessed is the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kine, the flocks of your sheep. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. Blessed shall you be when you come in and when you go out. Praise God. That's all part of the blessing.
Isn't it wonderful?
See, those are blessing elements. Now, how do I get these manifested in my life? Now, I just told you. Jesus told us how to do that. He said, have faith in God. Now, that's God's word. So I have faith in it. I exercise it. I say it with my mouth in the name of Jesus. I'm blessed. I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out. Yeah, but look how I'm behind you in your bills. No, that ain't what I'm looking at. I'm looking at this. I'm not looking at that. I take authority over that debt and all those bills and over the sickness, over the disease, and I speak to you. I speak to you as a mountain, you mountain of debt, you mountain of sickness, you mountain of disease. Jesus told me to talk to you, and I command you to be removed and cast into the sea. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Devil, you hear that? Get out of here. And go to individual scriptures that cover your situation, that covers the problem with families and so forth. And you look over there, I've done this so many times. Let's go back in here again. I want to show you something now. This is the blessing. And then over here it talks about the curse. Well, you look in there, you can find all the problems. I want to straighten out something here. When this was translated, and most English translations have followed this as time went by, and it's still not right. But when this was translated, Hebrew was not an active language, and the only people that translated this didn't speak Hebrew. They translated it with religious translations. That's all they knew. They didn't know that there was a permissive verb in Hebrew and not in English. That the Lord did it, that He cursed you, and He did all that. The Lord will smite you. But it was translated correctly in the 15th verse. It shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and do His commandments, then all these curses shall come on you and overtake you. Now, that is the correct translation of this. So when it says, cursed you'll be in the field, cursed you basket in store, so forth, the Lord shall send upon you cursing. Now, that's crosswise of the Bible. He doesn't send it. It says here, it'll come on you and overtake you. Now, let's prove this before we go any further, because you have to deal with this. Deuteronomy chapter 30, which actually Moses is teaching here in the same vein. He's just continuing in teaching this on the blessing and the curse. And I want you to look at the 30th chapter, the 19th verse. God said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. In other words, you don't have any excuse. I'm telling you about this. Mm-hmm. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life that both you and your seed may live.
You choose.
You choose. It's out there. The curse is out there, and the blessing is out there. And he said, I've given you the right and the authority to choose.
Amen. That's what
it says. So here's the way you use this. See? When I found out I had that degenerative joint disease in my spine and around places in my body, I found out about that. And so I read you the verse earlier in the 61st verse here. Said all these curses not even written. All the plagues not written in here. Every plague is on the curse. God didn't plague anybody. And you have to understand that there was very little revelation of this in the Old Covenant, because really there was no revelation of Satan much. But you get under the teaching of Jesus and in the New Covenant, we're redeemed from the curse, and he just takes the wraps off of it.
Amen.
And so I found that in there. I said, I'm redeemed from this disease. I'm redeemed from this kind of plague. I don't have that. I'm not going to have that. Well, that MRI showed it in your bones. I don't care. This showed me I'm redeemed from it. I'm not going to say that's in my bones.
No.
Oh, you're lying about it. No, it may be a fact, but it's not the truth. The truth of it is I am redeemed,
that's,
and I am
truth.
Healed by his stripes. And I refuse to let my mind argue with me about it. I refuse to let you argue with me about it, because I have God's word on it. And his blood sworn oath is an end of all that argument. So in the name of Jesus, and the power of God Almighty, I choose.
That's it.
I have chosen it, and as far as I'm concerned, it's done.
Amen.
If I'm healed, I don't have it. Now, I just started confessing it. Now, I had to struggle with my mind and my thinking, because my back was in pain. I'm not moved by pain. I'm moved by the Word of God. So, I've gone in and found problems with family. Bless the Lord God. My family's blessed. And whatever the devil's trying to do with my kids or my kin folks is under the curse. And I'm redeemed from the curse, and I've refused to allow that to come in my family.
So be it.
So, Satan, you take your hands off of everything that's mine. I'm blessed.
Amen.
And part of my blessing is resist him, and he has to flee. We're out of time. Glory, and I'll be back in just a moment. The blessing of Adam included the blessing, the empowerment to have dominion over everything in the earth.
New from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, an all-new series about living in the blessing.
The new birth is part of the blessing. Healing ministry is part of the blessing. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is part of the blessing. The gifts of the Spirit are part of the blessing. Financial prosperity is part of the blessing.
This important teaching from Kenneth Copeland is about God's empowerment of every believer to create the Garden of Eden in your life, wherever you are. Living in the Blessing, all new and available on DVD, is a must for every believer. God has blessed you, and this teaching will show you how to live in the faith that releases the blessing.
Wherever you go, You walk in faith, and the blessing will turn that place into a Garden of Eden.
To order your copy of Living in the Blessing, log on to kcm.org and order online. This must-have teaching from Kenneth Copeland will open your eyes to the provision God has for you. To order your copy by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Or you may call us at 800-575-4455. Order your copy of Living in the Blessing today.
During the break, Gloria was reminding me the word receive, believe you receive it and you shall have it, that Jesus said, is a strong action word to possess eagerly, to take hold of, praise God. And every time I think about it, I think about a dog grabbing a bone and just running off with it. It's ours. Take it. Lay claim to it in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Now, when you lay claim to it, you'll act on it like it's already done. If you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, you need to act on it right now.
That's right.
It doesn't have anything with what you've done. It has anything to do with what Jesus has done.
Amen.
And He's done everything but praying your prayer for
That's
you.
That's right.
So pray this out loud, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the past.
You're my future, Jesus.
You are my future, Jesus.
And I thank you and praise you.
And I thank you and praise you.
That today.
Today.
I am a new creature in Christ.
I am a new creature in Christ.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Now call your mama, call your wife, call your sister, your husband, your brother, somebody.
Tell them,
oh, glory to God, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior today.
Yeah.
And that's important. Now, if you prayed that with Gloria and me today, use the information that's on your screen and let us know. I'll send you free and postpaid these five little books, and I'll send you a very simple brochure to teach you how to start studying your Bible. You can catch up with us in a spiritual hurry, praise God, and we want to help you get there. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again, Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus your Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a five-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package online when you log on to kcm.org. This is the year of the open door. Take hold of the promises of God and walk through the open door of the blessing this year. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
It's what you continually say. What you continually say is what comes to pass in your life.